Tomorrow is Lag BaOmer, and a question that comes up almost every year, somebody will contact me today to find out whether they can have a haircut already this evening or whether they have to wait till tomorrow. So the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim Sim Taf Tzadik Gimel Seif Bet, the Rama says very clearly, Ve'ein Nistaper Ad Lag Ba'atzmo, V'lob Mi Ba'erev, that you can't have a haircut until Lag BaOmer itself, and not the evening before. And the Vilna Gaon explains the reason is because we say Mitzatayon Kechulo, meaning that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died for 33 days, and it's just on the final day of Avelut we're always able to say Mitzatayon Kechulo, that part of the day is like the whole day, so we need to observe some of the day in Avelut. Once we've done so then we can seize the Avelut, but before that we can't. So therefore it's necessary to maintain the Isurim of Sfirat HaOmer through till the daytime of Lag BaOmer itself. The Chok Yaakov, though, in Sif Katan Vav, says that they're actually different minhagim, and it depends, or it's related to the question of whether or not we say Tachanun at Mincha today, whether you say Tachanun at Mincha on Erev Lag BaOmer. If we don't say Tachanun at Mincha today, so then it indicates that the celebrations of Lag BaOmer, if you like, the Yom of Lag BaOmer, starts this evening already, in which case one could have a haircut tonight. If we do say Tachanun at Mincha today, so then it means that tonight isn't a Yom Tov, and the Yom Tov and the permission to have haircuts and get married doesn't apply till tomorrow morning. So I looked in the Siddur, and certainly the green Siddur says that we don't say Tachanun at Mincha today. So that would indicate, according to that, that we could have haircuts this evening. And indeed, there are different minhagim about whether or not to say Tachanun today and whether or not one can have a haircut this evening. If we can have a haircut this evening, then what do we do about the 33 days of Avilut? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Se'if Hei addresses this and says, yeah, it must be that those who permit haircuts this evening already hold that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died only for 32 days and not for 33 days. What about weddings? Could one have a wedding this evening? So the Mishnah Brewer in Sif Katan Yud Aleph quotes from the Eliyahu Rabbah, who says, Laura, as far as weddings is concerned, Laura iti makilin kiim biyom lamud gimel ba'omer ba'atzmo, v'lo b'layla shel fanav. That even though some people are makel about having haircuts this evening, nevertheless, he's never seen anybody who holds that you can have a wedding this evening. And that seems to be the position of the Mishnah Brewer, that one can't have a wedding this evening. However, if you look in the Igrot Moshe, Chelek Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Nun Tet, and other Achronim as well, on the basis of comments of the Chatam Sofer, they say that in actual fact you could even have weddings this evening, and that in actual fact weddings are more lenient than haircuts. It sounds a little bit counterintuitive. There's much more simcha with a wedding than there is with a haircut. Nevertheless, they suggest that weddings should be more lenient, because with a wedding, you're doing a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to get married. But a haircut, it's just davar harashut, something which is optional. So certainly if we're lenient about haircuts, then we can also be lenient about weddings. The question is, of course, it gets dark very late this time of year, so it would mean having a wedding after 9:30 in the evening. But that's so it becomes an academic question. But certainly as far as haircutting is concerned, it seems to be a machloket between the Rama and other Achronim. The Rama presumably holds that we say Tachanun in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, on Erev Lag BaOmer, but according to the Minhag that we don't say Tachanun, so then haircuts would be permitted tonight as well. Ad Kan.